What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You are on 98.5. A very good morning to you. It's nice to be with you on this Tuesday morning, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Nick Marvin from Marvin HR.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, listeners. Nice. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Nice that you visit. We normally talk to you on the phone.
No more masks. I thought I'd make a visit.
Isn't it much better face-to-face, right?
Wonderful, yeah.
And we don't have to worry about the phone line.
I know.
Dropping out. we're almost continuing, when we spoke last time, we're going to continue on a little bit from where we left off a fortnight or so ago, whenever we spoke to you last. And today we're going to be talking about meetings.
Yeah.
I'm loving this because I reckon most people listening go, meetings, you'll either love them or you go, I don't like being in any meetings. People get bored and they can only sit for so long.
Yeah, oh,
fascinating
absolutely.
Topic.
Meetings don't work if they're not run well.
Is that the key?
That's it.
Agenda?
Agenda. Why are we here? Let's get it done and get out. Quality time at work.
That's right.
Let's get quality time in our meetings.
Like, it can be waffle, can't it?
Well, if you think about working life and the number of meetings we have, and yet there is no formal training or instructions for anyone in any business school on how to run a meeting.
My previous employment place, which I won't mention, but there were so many meetings, it's like I couldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
Because you went from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. How was your day? Yep, had another great meeting today. How do we get smarter?
Well, there's two types of meetings. Today, if we have time, we can talk about the second. But today, I wanted to talk about one-on-one meetings.
Which you've touched on quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's so, so, so important. And we've been rabbiting on about this for almost a decade. This month's Harvard Business Review published some interesting stats, Mike, if I can bore you with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
One-on-one meetings leads to an increase in 54% in staff engagement. 54% increase.
54%.
That's more than half. And 31% increase in productivity. So a third people actually perform better.
Yeah.
15% decrease in burnout.
That's a good thing.
That's a problem.
Yes.
And 16% decrease in depression.
There's some massive numbers
employees.
There, Nick.
Absolutely.
And that you're saying that's a direct result of a good one-on-one meeting. Manager, supervisor, and employee.
Yeah. Up, down, parallel, whatever. Have a one-on-one meeting. And most of the people I ask, when last did you have a good conversation with your boss, or someone that works with you or for you? Mm-hmm. It's been a while. It's been a while. So how do you know how they're going?
Yeah, okay. Mm. What sort of things, I mean, a lot of managers maybe feel like they're just like, I haven't got time for this one-on-one stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you usually get two responses. One is, I haven't got time. Mm. And a manager's number one priority is her or his people. Manager's number one priority. If you don't have time for your people, you're not being a good manager or leader.
So you've got to be very deliberate.
Absolutely. Do that first. Care for your people first. More than you even care for your customers.
Really?
More than you even care for your owners or your directors or even your shareholders. Care for your people first. And the second thing is that most people say, I don't know what to talk about.
I feel awkward.
Yeah, I don't really know what to talk about. What do I talk about in a one-on-one?
Let's just get on with it and get the work done, right?
Yeah.
Why would I be interested in what is happening in your personal life? I haven't got time, Nick. Sorry, let's just get the job done, right? Yeah,
absolutely. And those times have passed. I think managers and leaders need to look at their employees as volunteers. If you can look at your employee as a volunteer, you will reduce your staff turnover. You will increase their engagement, and you will have a better workforce.
That's an interesting concept. So why would that make a difference, viewing your employees as a volunteer?
Because the game's changed. So when we were growing up, and we're old enough, and our parents were growing up, we worked and they worked in fear of their boss. You want to keep your job. My boss is God. Mm. Whatever he or she says, I have to do, and you're fearful. The world's changed. It's a labor market. Employees can work from home. They can work globally. They can move jobs at the snap of their fingers. And so it's about how do you want to come to work? Mm. How do you want to be part of what we are doing here? How can we change the world together? You know, how can I learn from you and you learn from me?
Good thought. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. Might text my manager and see if I can arrange a meeting. We'll see how quickly she responds. We're back after this. We're chatting about meetings. Now, Nick, the one-on-one meetings, manager or supervisor with employee, we're all busy. Mm-hmm. What's the key as far as what you actually talk about? Is there a bit of a secret there on what you talk about?
Well, I think there's a format, a simple format that anyone can follow. And we break it up into two parts. One is about the human being.
Yeah.
And the other one is about work. So with the human being, we always want to start by, how are you going? How are you going, Mike? And in that regard, we want to talk about how you're going with your faith, how you're going with your family and friends, how you're going with your health or fitness. How are you going with finance?
I'm just making notes for my boss a bit later. Yep. So
and how are you going with fun?
Okay.
Yeah, so if I know how you're going with your faith, your family, your friends, your health, your financial situation, and your what you do for fun, now we know each other.
Right. That now covers so much, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We call it the five Fs, and you humanize people, and then we can actually understand each other better. If under family, you said, look, my daughter's going to university, or my wife is unwell, or then I can say, okay, so that makes sense. Do you want to start late?
Right.
You know, do you want to take some time off? You can actually understand why someone is performing or not performing based on how their personal life's going.
My cat got run over.
Absolutely.
And I'd be okay with that because I'm a dog person, but I'll use that as an example.
Hi to all the cat lovers out there.
Apologies.
From Mike. And then the next level is, how are we engaging you at work? And in that regard, we want to talk about things like reward. A really big one in Australia is recognition.
True.
Voice and choice. Are you getting a chance to speak up? Do you get a chance to choose how you're working? And learning and legacy. Are you getting challenged? And do you feel like you're contributing?
Okay, so how long, I mean, there's a fair bit in just in those five Fs, Nick. I mean, what sort of time frame would you say is a rough guide as you're looking at purely the human side of things with a discussion with someone?
Well, it's like any relationship. So when you first meet someone, you want to spend hours and hours and hours on these topics. But once you're married for 10 years, you can do it in a much shorter period of time. But you still have to do it.
Yeah.
You still have to do it. When I was, say, at the Wildcats, we had, at one point, we had a men's team, a women's team, and a whole heap of staff. And I would put everyone's name on a spreadsheet, and over 2 weeks, I would try to get to everyone. Sometimes it's just a g'day.
Can be short and sweet.
Absolutely, because I know this person for 5 years. I don't need to go back and ask him what his wife's name is, but I can check in on her.
So you're okay.
You know, and if someone says, look, I need to get a mortgage, but I need another $3,000 salary to actually qualify for a mortgage. Mm. And I've had this conversation.
Right.
They're stewing over it. And they're such a big contributor. And you go, you know what? That is not a problem.
It can be done.
Absolutely. Let's find a way for you to earn another $3,000 a year. Let's get you your mortgage, because then you're a better employee.
So I just made a note of that for my meeting later.
Okay.
Extra. Do you reckon three would be reasonable?
I think start with small and then work your way up.
Does that work? Does that strategy work?
I'm being facetious, but I think, you know, in going back to my previous life, we had a rule that you set your own wage. And that was really the highest level of engagement, where you know how you contribute to the organization, you know your strengths, and you know your worth. And you can say, all things being equal, this is how much I think I should earn. And if there's an anomaly, well, Mike, let's find a way for you to contribute more so you can earn more.
Right. I'm looking forward to catching up later with my manager. Nick, we'll take a break. Nick Marvin's with me. We've been chatting about meetings, and in particular one-on-one meetings. Thanks, Tracy from Rivervale says, Tracy's going to have a long talk to myself because I'm self-employed. Also another one, Nick, from Ben, who says, if you see me talking to myself, it's okay. I'm self-employed. We are having a business meeting. Interesting. Actually, we've had a couple of messages come through from people that are self-employed.
Yeah.
And often there's a lot of people on their own.
Mm.
Challenging for a lot of those people, Nick.
It is.
Talking about meetings?
Yeah, we highly recommend they sit down and have a one-on-one with someone else.
Okay.
Like a business, you know, consultant or coach, and not advertising myself, but it's always good to have. I have someone I catch up with every Saturday for a chat on how I'm going.
Okay.
Because you just need someone to. It's lonely at the top.
Yeah,
most CEOs will tell you that it's hard, and so it's good to have someone away, not your husband or your wife, but someone away from work that you can have some objective perspective.
It's healthy. Good advice. Thanks, Tracy, and also Ben. Just to finish off today, we spoke about the one-on-ones and tackling all of the five Fs, more the personal things going on in your life. What about then, what sort of things do you look at from a work perspective?
Yeah, we'll give this to Rachel to put online at some point later today. The first thing we always ask is effort goals. What are your effort goals or your effort routines in what you are doing in your current role?
Okay.
So it's more of a cadence question.
Right.
What are you doing this week or this fortnight in your current role so that you have an understanding of what the person's going through?
Okay.
The next big one is, what are your three big rocks? What are the three big things that you are working on in addition to your role? What are you trying to achieve? What's on your mind right now? What's on your mind right now? When I worked for Jack Bendat, I'd go and see him almost every day, and we'll have a whiskey together to talk about the day.
Yeah.
And the first question he would ask me is, what's on your mind right now?
Right. From a work perspective, particularly?
For Jack, it was definitely both, work and family.
Yeah.
But that's a great question, you know. And if you ask any employee what's on your mind right now, it really does give you a clear indication of what's bugging them or what's passionate in their life and work right now.
Okay.
And then the last thing we'd like to ask is, what would you and us, me as a manager, we as an organization, the four things, start, stop, less, more. What should we stop doing?
What should we start doing?
What should we do less of? And what should we do more of?
Really simple.
If I'm your manager, Mike, what would you like me to do less of? Well, that's a great answer, because then I can learn and treat you better and engage with you better. And I can do the same for you.
See, I'd love it if my manager came in and just, you know, brought me a nice latte.
Donuts? Yes.
I mean, you know.
That's a conversation piece for later today. More donuts.
Is that unreasonable, Nick?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thanks for that. I've got your ticket of approval. because Nick said so. So what else? Anything else in that from a work perspective?
Yeah, I think if you could then, one of the things about employees, and this is a sweeping statement, is that most of your employees or players on a team, you want them responsible for efforts.
Okay.
Right? And managers, you're responsible, and coaches, you're responsible for results. Because, you know, it's much easier to tell a player, go and get me 10 rebounds. You know, or tell an employee, make 10 sales calls in the next 2 hours. Have 12 interviews with prospective clients a week. That's an effort goal. You can aim for it and you can hit it. And then the manager can then work by bringing all the people on the team together to get to the team's result.
Okay. How much time, roughly, would you look at, as a guide, spending on the work side of things?
These one-on-one meetings, once you start doing them every week, and you got to do it every week, at worst every fortnight, they shouldn't last more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
They shouldn't last more than 10 minutes. And if you don't have time, there's 5 days in the week where you're going to go get a coffee.
Yeah, true.
Have a coffee with one of them.
Yeah.
There's 5 employees done.
Yeah.
You're going to have lunch. Have lunch with 5 of them. There's 10 of your staff done.
And as you were talking about more the personal side of things, the more regularly you do that, those questions become a little bit easier because you've covered so much on a regular basis.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And you start where you picked up. It's like an old friend. You ring them up and they can tell you straight away what's on their mind, because you don't have to play this dance first.
Yeah.
We're doing it every week.
So good. Nick, we are out of time. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
We will try and get that up on our website. There's some great tips here, some great advice. I might go print a copy off and pop it on my manager's desk, maybe with a few notes. We'll see how that goes down.
Always a pleasure. God bless, listeners. Have a great day.
My guest in the studio today has been Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. You are on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.